Good morning.
Good morning.
Kind of a small crowd today, but we got a few special people here. Charlie and George are with us, so we're happy about that. We missed you guys. Okay, announcements. December 13th, next Sunday, we're gonna do the memory tree. So you can bring a decoration in memory of someone who's gone home to be with God. The 24th at 7 p.m. will be our candlelight service, and the next day we will have a Christmas service. I don't know if we'll have Bible study that day, but because we'll be having a special service. Any words on that about music or no? About the Christmas service?
Hello, my name.
Oh yeah, we're looking for people that want to participate in doing a need. Anybody that wants to participate? Yeah, sure. The kids are going to sing. Adults are going to sing and perform in the pageant. We need a narrator. All kinds of fun stuff.
Okay.
Just see me.
Alrighty.
You know, I talked to Ness.
Wednesday, 6:30 is prayer. 7 to 8 is Bible study in Mickey's room. Thursday, choir, 6:30 to 8. Come if you want to. Organ Sunday will be December the 18th. And we need acoustic guitar players for the candlelight service. See Kip for that too. And the Christmas play. Any other announcements?
As far as the guitar thing goes, doesn't matter what level you're at, if you play it all, just come and see me. We'll find a way to make it work.
Anybody else? Yeah? Karen?
On the 26th, I think we talked about the ladies, especially if you have participated in the Secret Sisters. We're going to do our next luncheon on the 26th here in Mickey's room. And bring a gift or a card for your Secret Sister. Reveal yourself. And if you didn't participate, come anyway. And you can join for next time.
Yeah, the
canned goods that nice little basket, we have it in the back just for now, but we are still collecting cans, and we might need somebody to bring them over to the shelter every week. Yeah. Because they're collecting, so that's nice. And also World Vision, Children Art have been collecting for the goats and the sheep, and they're doing quite well. I think they have about $50-$60, but we're hoping for another $300 like last year.
Good.
We did a drawing yesterday for the angels. There was two winners. We jockeyed for two people. One girl, one in Stafford, and the other one was my sister, and she donated the angel to the church.
Oh.
She lives in Ohio.
She
to the church.
Nice. Thank you.
Let your light shine.
Yeah. Very pretty. Very nice. Okay, moving on to prayers then. Prayers for Barbara and her family as she moved to Sinai and Hartford for rehab. Prayers for travel mercies for Sandy, Buck, Faith, Jay, Laura, Terry, and George. We're leaving tomorrow. They're on their cruise. So prayers for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie and all who battle Parkinson's. Prayers for our cancer warriors, Ken LaRoque, our sister Ruth, Charlie Roberts, Roger Kerboy, Reverend Bob Wallner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband, and everyone else who's battling this terrible disease. Continued prayers for the Poulin family, baby Luke, Angelica Ward, Maya, Colin, and all the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that need healing. Prayers for all doctors and nurses for wisdom and guidance. Healing prayers for Pepper, Al Jetty, Grace, Christy, Jill, Kit Randall, George Vreeland, Missy Hagen, Kelly Warren, Priscilla Navarnay. Any other prayer requests? Charlie?
Yeah, could y'all pray for Jackie's mother, my mother-in-law, Charlotte LeBleur. She's 92. She was just got out of the hospital probably 3 days. We kept her over. She had really high blood pressure. And Izzy, that went away, but we kind of follow up on this thing. It's great.
Lisa?
Prayers for Tim Glynn, G-L-Y-N-N. He's my boss's husband. He's a cancer survivor, and he's got some kind of lymphedema that's been progressively getting worse. He's not able to walk much anymore. They're still looking for a diagnosis.
Anyone else?
Yeah, also continuing prayers. I don't know if we would miss a selectman, Jeff Binet. Last I heard, he's still in Hartford Hospital ICU floor, hoping to move to rehab. And also, you did mention Pepper. I spoke to her just a few minutes ago. She did, in fact, have her gallbladder removed on Friday. Hoping to get out Tuesday or Wednesday. She's at Wing, so if anyone wants to stop by there, see her tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm sure she would.
Okay. And the other one was Jeff Binet.
Jeff Binet. Yeah. Selectman.
Oh. Yeah. I got a praise. Sunday after church, a few of fellow veterans went to Hampshire College, and about 1,500 of us all carrying a flag. And we kind of urged in forceful tones to raise the flag that they burned on Marine Corps birthday, as a matter of fact. And Friday, I guess they got the message because the flag's back up. So seeing the power of prayer and a few people to get together was very good. Also, I just picked up our Veterans Voice Networks West show on Wales Cable Access TV. More to Falls. Okay, go ahead.
Sue?
Prayers for Kylie Southern. She's my daughter-in-law over in New Zealand.
Oh.
And just to, I guess, healthcare moves extremely slowly over there like a glacier. So she needs to have a reasonable time frame for a diagnosis and then her health.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, if you're able, please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's always good to be gathered in God's house, and it certainly is a lovely day today. God's graced us with another good day to help brace for what will be eventually. This Advent Sunday, we focus on the light. And how powerful the light is. A little candle that's lit up front doesn't seem like much until there's no light. That one small candle can be a saving grace for folks that are lost. Now, I don't know if you've ever been lost or not, and just really didn't know where you were, had no clue. Generally that occurs to me on dark rainy days or dark snowy mixed rainy days where yeah, I might be driving a road that I've driven a zillion times. At one point in time, I probably have told the story before, when I was coming down out of the hills, I've driven Route 2 for as long as I could drive. And I left one day and I was driving along, and I'm driving, I get down through and I thought, I'm pretty well aware of where I am, and I'm driving along, and then it was just like, I don't have a clue where I am. I pulled off to the side of the road that was so dark and so miserable a day that I really didn't know where I was. And I pulled off and got out and I walked over on the other side of Route 2 and took a look down and I found Cold River. And then I kind of laughed to myself that I could be that lost in such a familiar spot.
Mm.
But we get that way.
Yeah.
We get that way. It doesn't even have to be dark. It doesn't have to be a storm. It just has to be incidences and things that are around us that cause us to become confused. And we need that little light. And the light we need is the light and love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so many folks that we run into can be a bright, clear day. They can have the biggest and best GPS. They can have the nicest vehicle, and yet they're lost. And yet they're lost. What they need is that little light that we bring with us. So our call to worship is 129, Jesus Christ is God. 129. I'll do the light part, y'all do the dark. 129, Jesus Christ is God. Be still and know that I am God.
I and the Father are one. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Be still and know that I am God. Jesus said, Jesus said,
I am the good shepherd.
Jesus said, Jesus said,
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Be still and know that I am God. Jesus said,
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Jesus said,
I am the vine, you are the branches.
This is
my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. Show yourselves to be my disciples.
Jesus said,
I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever.
Be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day and for every day. We thank you for the blessing of living in a nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. We thank you for this time where we share and worship with like-minded Christians around the world. That we raise your prayers up to you, and even though there are so many of us, Lord, that each of our prayers is individual. We ask, Father, that you bless us and lift us up and heal us during this service. That you open our hearts and minds to your expectations and your desires. That we leave here more than we were when we walked in the door. And now, Father, as we lock into our pews and we prepare for service, we gather in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Silent Night. We'll do first and last verse. 164.
Thank you.
happy moment. Okay, so the reading of reading for the second week of Advent, and it comes from John 1, verses 4 through 8. In him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. We light this candle as a symbol of your light within us, within your world. We light this candle in the knowledge that without you, there is only darkness. You are our light. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful for your light. We see it in the eyes of our children, in the kindness that we are shown, and in the many blessings we have received from your hand. We do not live in the fullness of your light. Too often, we shade our eyes and turn away toward the overwhelming darkness, toward famine and sickness and war. But you said, let there be light. And the darkness was shot through with the glory of your presence. Bright morning star, come again into our darkness and declare the night over and day begun. Come, Lord Jesus, come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Station in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where folks left and came on back and there was nothing. Nothing but ashes. We are blessed and blessed abundantly. And the gifts that we give here are gifts that help support the ministry. The gift you give every day when you visit somebody in the hospital that maybe hasn't had a visitor all day, hasn't had a visitor in a long time, and you say, okay, well, I'll stop for a couple minutes. Those couple minutes are the light that they haven't seen. And a lot of you folks have done, you know, stays in the hospital at different times. You know, that's one of the best ministries you can have, is when you go and stop in and spend a few minutes of your time. It doesn't cost you anything except that time where you share the love and light of Jesus Christ, and you get to not only share the message, but you receive their message. And I find that when you visit folks that have some type of ailment, whether you catch them at their house or you catch them along the way for a cup of coffee, that I always get back more than I have given. Now, I stop and I think I'm there to give them something. But I always leave with a gift. They always give me that gift when I leave of walking out the door. And you get to see God's magnificent hand. So as the ushers come forward, Share from your abundance because you are abundantly blessed. Becomes a message when the people sing, and you can, you know, and the nice part is you don't have to know all the words, you know, because you watch Hannah. Hannah sings like crazy on the parts that she knows when she's over there and ready. But that's the joy. That's the joy. Worship should be a joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It shouldn't be like a class in Chinese algebra where you're painful. Yeah, you should come to service and be joyful, and when you leave, feel lifted up, renewed, invigorated, and hopefully better than you were when you walked in the door.
Amen.
Okay, now we're ready to. Thankful for the opportunity to return to you, Father, just a small portion of the tremendous blessing you give us every day. We ask, Father, for wisdom, for guidance, for the use of these gifts, that we help to utilize them to expand and multiply those that have not heard, those that have not seen your love, that we'd be able to do more of your work, Father. We lift these gifts up to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Always good to see grandmother and granddaughter doing the offering. Beautiful thing. And now, all the children, come down front. Do that. Do that.
Okay, who can tell me what the word brilliant means?
You
good. He does. What's another?
Talented.
What else?
Smart.
What else?
Feeling good.
Nothing else? You guys missed one. It also means bright. Like Miss Matilda over here. Miss Matilda has an idea. Woo! She's lights right up. You ever watch a cartoon where somebody's thinking about something and all of a sudden the light goes off over their head?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, brilliant, right?
Matilda is a light.
She is a light. You know who else is a light? Jesus. Yeah. Now, can people actually glow like this?
No.
So it gets kind of confusing when you're talking about Jesus being a light, right? So I decided I was going to see if I could explain it to you. All right. It says, the scripture that you read up here. Before the world began, the Word was there. You can't really see the Word, though, right? Oh, it's there. You just have to look. There he is. The Word was Jesus. And the Word was God. The Word was with God, and in fact, the Word was God. He was God from the very beginning. He was with God from the very beginning. Can you see God?
Yes.
Where?
In the middle.
Well, that's Jesus. Nobody knows exactly what God looks like. Yeah, just kind of made his presence there. Okay. Everything was made through him. Nothing was made without him. Anything on here that you can see that Jesus didn't make? There's a few things. Did Jesus make people's shoes?
No.
No. How about their clothes?
No.
No. Did he make the flowers that they're holding?
Yes.
Yeah. Did he make maybe the barbettes and the girls' hair?
No.
You guys know what God makes and what he doesn't make.
But he does make people and hair.
He does make people and hair. Did he make the water?
Yes.
Awesome. You guys are brilliant. Okay. It says, in him there was life, and that life was a light for the people of the whole world.
Oh, I know what the baby is.
Who's the baby?
Jesus Christ.
You guys are brilliant.
No.
That is important to be brilliant. Anybody know? So you can lead other people, right? And it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, cannot, and will not ever defeat it. What's the light? Jesus. Jesus. If you have something...
And my God, maybe he said to God.
Yeah. If I was really confused and I didn't know how to get to Mr. Kibbe over there, what would you guys do?
Help you.
What would you do to help me?
Give you directions.
You give me directions?
Yes.
Would you take my hand? You might feel my hand. But what kind of directions would you give me? What would you tell me? To go a certain way. You were brilliant! Yeah! The best thing of all that you can do to help other people is to tell them about Jesus, because he is the way to what? Heaven. And how long are you going to get to be in heaven?
Forever.
Forever and ever and ever. And if you don't get to go to heaven, the other place is going to be forever and ever in. That's not going to be so much fun.
Well,
no way. So we all want to go where?
Heaven,
yeah. Yes?
Is it true that there's a place where the devil lives?
Yes. And we don't want to go there. We only want to go to heaven, right?
Only bad people go to there.
If you don't have Jesus in your heart to lead you to heaven, you're not going to get to be brilliant in heaven. Right? Does everybody understand?
I want a chocolate fountain when I'm in heaven.
You want a chocolate fountain in heaven? I want to visit your house. Okay. Close your eyes. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that Jesus is the way to get to heaven. I thank you, Lord God, that you didn't make it complicated, that we don't have to search hard or long or far, that you're right here with us all the time, and all we have to do is follow you, to read your word, and to follow your directions. In Jesus' name I thank you. Amen.
I think Wendy has an idea.
You can go to Mrs. Jenny now.
Wow.
Now that Karen's told, my new granddaughters how smart they are, breakfast is going to be a lot more expensive today.
Yeah, especially with that added chocolate fountain.
We'll continue our service with hymn number 115, Fairest Lord Jesus, and we'll do first and last, 115.
Of John the Baptist. In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Ituria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias ruler of Abilene, during the high priests of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sin, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." And the second reading is from John John chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. It's a reading from the Bible.
Thank you, Terry. Terry, when are you taking off?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Make sure you give Terry and George an extra hug today. Headed off to Florida. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come together and we're so thankful. Thankful for this opportunity to come and share in your word and share in fellowship with each other. We ask, Father, that you come and open our hearts and minds to your word and to your message. That you be with us and lift us up. And fill us with the things that you'd have us do. Fill us with the courage to go do them. Help us truly, Father, to see the light, to see your light. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Title of the sermon is I've Seen the Light. There's an old hymn Hank Williams made famous.
Yes.
It's called I Saw the Light.
You see it too.
You said that and all of a sudden the sun came like the light.
Amen. You can't pay for that kind of props.
Yeah.
No electric bill either.
That's it. But you look, and at some point in time, the things that are obvious pop up in front of you, and you really have that moment. Folks call it an epiphany. Common folks call it, I saw the light. Mm-hmm. The words go, I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I just wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Yeah. And it's interesting because the song is a sermon. Yeah. The song goes just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed as my own. Then like a blind man that God gave back sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. God gives us bumps in the road sometimes and it looks like there's no way. And you're sad and you're bent over and you're beat up. But praise the Lord, God gives you the light. We went and visited Barbara last week. And I talked last week a little bit about brain rehab centers. I'm pretty familiar with those. Brain trauma and that type of stuff. Her being there gave me cause to check in on some folks that I served with that were in. There's a young guy up in Greenfield, and Leon and I had a conversation visiting about him. And he's a message of hope, as he came back from Iraq with real traumatic brain damage. And if you visit with him now, he's got a little hitch in his giddy up, but nothing serious. It's amazing the power that prayer and God has when you put it together with technology. There's a story about a man that lived in a cave and it was dark. And he was in the cave and he was afraid. You ever been in the real dark? Things that go bump in the night sound bigger than they really are. Bless your Joel and the Bear Knox's air conditioner in the middle. That's pretty traumatic. The man lived in a deep cave and all his life he was cold and damp and miserable. He had no fire, he had no candle. One day in his desperation, the man cried out to God for help. Much to his surprise, an angel appeared and lit his candle with a flame of fire. He was overjoyed. The candle gave him warmth. The candle gave him light. The candle gave him companionship. The candle made him happy. Later on that day, another cave dweller appeared, and the cave dweller was a woman, and she was cold and damp. And she too had a candle, but no fire. Now the woman became attracted to the man's candle and came close, and she loved the warmth and she liked the light. And then she wanted him to light his fire, but he turned his back and walked and moved away, because he was afraid if he gave her the light from his candle that the candle would go out. He didn't know the secret. He didn't know the secret. He was afraid. So, summoning her courage, the woman dared to speak. Said, "Kind sir, would you please light my candle?" But the sound of her voice, the man shrunk away, fearing that he'd be left in darkness. Meanwhile, the angel of God had not yet left the cave, and the angel came out and tried to explain to the man that he could share the light and not use it, not lose it. And in the end, he shared the light. But in the time of Jesus, what had happened was the people that God shared his word with that had the light kept it to themselves. The Sadducees and the Pharisees kept that light. They didn't share that light. So God said, "I'll send you my son. I'll send you my son." And he prepares it by sending John. And the reference to the light is so strong because that's the most powerful thing in the world. We develop a lot of other things along the way. But without the light, without the light, nothing works. Nothing works. When you work in darkness, things don't work well. And that's the message that comes at Christmas, is God loved us enough to send us a light. A light we could follow, a light that would lead us, a light that could not be put out. And the beauty of the light is, you're supposed to share it. You're supposed to share that light. You've got the light. Your light can't be put out. And you're supposed to share it and share it and share it and share it. The little kids that are here, they're in the back now. Mrs. Jetty is back there sharing the light with them. I assume they're learning whatever they're going to sing at Christmas and this and that type of stuff. And you share and you grow those folks around you. At Bible study, you come to Bible study. And Bible study is the time where you go back through and you look at things and you say, "I read the Bible. Want it to light up? Want it to have light? Come to Bible study. Come to Bible study, that book that you set on the shelf, maybe yours got some dust on it, the one that you haven't used in a while, you bring it here, we'll make it on fire for you. You'll pick it up and it won't be like yesterday's news, it'll be pertinent for today. It'll light, it'll glow, it'll enhance your life, and you'll leave filled with the Spirit. You'll leave filled with the Spirit. It's nice that in Advent we do communion. It adventizes the promise, the anticipation, and the fulfillment of Jesus all in one Sunday.
Amen.
Because we're starting to do the Messianic prophecies now. Today was the first day that we do Messianic. Come on Sunday, now we do Messianic prophecies on Sunday morning. And the prophecy of Jesus starts in Genesis.
Amen.
The prophecy of Jesus is in the Psalms. The prophecy of Jesus is all throughout the Old Testament. And when you're done, even if you're not really paying attention, when you're done, you got to go, "Hey, this was prophesied for a long time." And it was prophesied, one of the folks that was in Bible study this morning said, "You know, right from the beginning when Adam and Eve were in the garden and messed that up, God had a plan."
Amen.
God had a plan. Unlike a lot of us that, you know, when our stuff doesn't go right when we start with it, we toss it away. God said, no. No. I'm going to give them some help. We're not going to toss away. I got a plan for them. That even if they mess up down the way, I've got a plan for them to be saved. So that's the message of today. That's the message of Advent. And as we circle that candle, you've got the weekend. The last week was expectation. This week is the light. No matter what bumps in the road you hit this week, that light's not going to go away. And if your light feels weak, you call another friend and bring the two of you together, and there's power in multiple lights. You see it on candlelight service. When we come in and we turn out all the lights and we start with two lights up front and people go down the center and the lights spread out. and the room is filled with light. And the light that drives out the darkness. And that's what happens, we want to have happen during the week. That whatever thing is coming up that causes you darkness, that causes you hesitation, that causes you to figure out, try to figure out what's going on, that you know that there's an answer. The answer is the power of Jesus Christ in that light. As we move into the communion service, I want you to think about the last verses of I Saw the Light. It says, I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Amen.
As we move into the communion service, if you turn to 769, it's the communion service, call to worship. 769. I'll read the light, y'all read the dark. 769. We have one Lord, one God, one Savior.
The Holy Spirit makes Christ real to us, binding us in one as we share Him together.
This is something we do eagerly.
Christ welcomes us here.
This is something we do seriously.
For this is the moment of greatest intimacy when we take the symbols of the body and blood of our risen Lord. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the presence of the Lord.
You know, as we move into communion, I always think about folks that I've taken communion with over the past years. And yesterday I was blessed. I had a young lady from Pantasco want to interview a veteran. So I had her set up and we went over to George Reeland's house and she interviewed George. When you think about God's love and God's light, it comes in a lot of different ways. Things that touch you and other things that have touched you. You know, it might be the person you invited to come to church. It might have been the person that you played with or listened to their problems. It might have been the person that touched you with tough love. Sometimes love is tough. It might have been sometime when somebody befriended you. Might have been when somebody forgave you for a wrong you had done him or her. Maybe it was when somebody told you about Jesus' love. Or maybe it was when the little girl was getting ready to leave George's house. And George said to her, anytime you need anything, don't hesitate to call. Stop by to visit. My door is always open to you. The gift of hospitality, the gift of a welcome is a gift you can always give.
Amen.
You can call me anytime. You can stop by and visit. My door is always open to you. A truly fraction of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because his door is always open. His phone line is never busy. He's always got the time. So as we move to communion, let us sing 776. Let us break bread together.
Thank you.
beginning of each month when we do communion, we take an offering called the Deacon's Fund offering. Deacons do work for folks in and outside the church that have needs, especially this time of year. If you have folks that you know that have a need, contact one of the deacons or myself. They do their work anonymously. And I get a lot of phone calls back and cards back from people that have felt the love and light of Jesus Christ through the work that they do. So we'll receive the Deacon's Fund offering. Impact, Lord, that they'll heal a hurt, fill a need, that they will provide the light and love of Jesus Christ to all folks that they have served, but particularly to those that may have never seen the touch or light of Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
If you turn to the back of your hymnal, you'll find the church covenant. We'll read this in unison. It should be inside your back cover. Reading,
having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we do now, in the presence of God, in this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into this covenant with one another, as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to sustain its worship, and promise to attend public worship faithfully, and promise to engage in whatever church work we are able to do. We will promote its prosperity and spirituality, contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of its ministry, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also pledge to maintain family and private devotions, the religious education of our children in the Christian faith, and will endeavor sincerely and earnestly to live as Christ taught his followers to live. When we leave this community, we will live as soon as possible, unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word.
Draw with me in prayer. Father, as we prepare to share in the communion service that you directed us to, as we share in the breaking of your bread and the breaking of your body, and we share in the shed blood, we take this time and we fellowship, Father, individually with you. We speak to you, Father, individually, talk about the things that we've accomplished and the things that you have us do. We ask, Father, that you would help us to continue to fuel the light that burns within inside of us so that our light burns brightly, that it's never dim, that it never flickers. That our light, Father, burns brightly and the radiance of it draws other to them like a moth to a flame, Father, so we can share the light and love of Jesus Christ with each individual that we come in contact with. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Jesus and the disciples gathered. They gathered in the upper room and they gathered and shared Passover. They shared a tradition that they had shared since they were children. And after they were done eating, Jesus takes a bowl and fills it with water, girds himself with an apron, and begins to wash their feet. It's always interesting when a person of prominence shows up in some place unexpectedly. I know over the years you've had different folks that were in high positions that would show up at a common event. Jesus the Messiah is sharing in the holiest of holy days, and yet at the end of that service, kneels and begins to wash the disciples' feet to show them one last time with one unmistakable message. I came to lead you, but I came as a servant. I came to serve. And after he washes their feet, he says, I give you a new covenant. This is my body, broken for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Broken for you, each individual person. We now share with you the bread. Likewise, Jesus takes the cup. He says, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. I'm going to share with you the gift of life and life eternal. Look, you saw the children when Karen said to them, how long are we in heaven? Forever. Truly, we share with you the gift of life. Thank you. shed blood, you will take drink and be very thankful. Scripture in Mark, it says, when they sang a hymn, they went out. Our closing hymn is 174, Angels from the Realm of Glory. If you have a prayer request or a prayer concern, you can come up front or come to the end of the pew, and myself or one of the deacons will pray with you. 174.
Thoughts this week to December 7th. Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.